We haven't identified where those are yet, any more than we have identified the actual parade route. They will be in proximity to the forum. The courts have indicated over the years that protesters have to be within sight and distance of the event. You know, so in other words, you couldn't make the free speech zone Pasco County. They have to be able to see and be heard. And so those zones will be as close as we can possibly get them, understanding that the Secret Service perimeter will dictate, you know, where they will be and how close they will be to the event. But we're going to do the best we can to make sure that they can see the forum, they can express themselves, and that we will comply with the law.
And the proposal prohibits gas masks inside the public viewing area. But last July, Assistant Police Chief Mark Hamlin told our reporter, "We have chemicals for that," when he was referring to the possibility of disruptive activity. If the police say they'll have chemicals, shouldn't protesters have protection from those chemicals?
Well, if they're engaged in illegal behavior or behavior that threatens our police officers or law enforcement personnel, and they are wearing things that will prevent the crowds from being dispersed, no. There is no need to have a gas mask unless you're intent on causing problems.
But we've seen at previous Democratic and Republican conventions where people that weren't being disruptive were also affected by various chemicals.
Perhaps then the simple solution is leave the area or police your own organization to make sure that those folks that would cause harm to police officers and would disrupt the event and would cause harm to legitimate protesters are not allowed to infiltrate your protest.
There's a technique that police sometimes use called, that's become known as kettling. And that's when protesters who want to leave an area are not allowed to, they're physically prohibited from leaving an area by police. How does that jibe with what you just said?
Well, I'm not an expert on kettling. I will leave that to the police officers. But I can tell you that gas masks will be prohibited from the clean zone.
According to former Tampa City Council member John Dingfelder, there are civil rights concerns with what Buckhorn is proposing. Dingfelder is now with the American Civil Liberties Union of Florida.
For one thing, this issue of masks is another, you know, free speech, free expression issue. Because courts around the country have recognized that in some circumstances, you know, back in my day, people used to wear a Richard Nixon mask, you know, as a form of expression and a form of protest. It's not because they wanted to, you know, do something illegal or damage property or hurt anybody. It's just this was people's way of expressing themselves. And I think now we see, you know, George Bush masks and Obama masks and Romney masks and things like that, and many courts have recognized that this is just free expression. So what the city is doing in this ordinance is really rather strange, because on the one hand, they're saying you can't have masks, you can't wear masks anywhere, you know, in this clean zone, including Davis Island, Harbor Island, Tampa Heights, and Hyde Park. But we'll let you wear them. We'll let you wear masks in the public viewing area or during your permitted parade on the parade route. I think that's really strange. And I asked the city about that, and they said, well, you know, if people want to wear the masks, you know, in the public viewing area, you know, as a form of free expression, we understand that and we'll let them do it. But we don't want them wearing those same masks, you know, when they're walking around downtown or anywhere else in the clean zone for security purposes. And I just think that's just, you know, pretty much trampling on First Amendment rights and free expression. Now, it's not to say state law says you can't wear a mask during the commission, you know, if you intend to commit a crime. And that's good, you know, because we don't want people going into banks and holding up banks, you know, wearing masks. And that's appropriate. But, you know, in this case, masks have a different purpose. Well, let me get to getting to the issue of gas masks. I think it's a little bit unfair, because let's say there's, and I know for a fact there's going to be teachers here, and maybe even students or children of teachers and that sort of thing here, you know, doing a demonstration. And what if the police, you know, start using tear gas on a nearby demonstration, and you know, if a teacher is near that and knows she might have some respiratory problems, and she decided to, you know, pack her gas mask inside of her purse, you know, just under that eventuality, you know, just for her own protection and her own health, then, you know, then it just seems like, you know, that's not such a horrible thing. But under this proposed ordinance, you know, that's not allowed. And I sort of think it's not really fair, because clearly the police, you know, are going to be issued and will be wearing gas masks if they, you know, under those circumstances. So I think that, you know, again, 99% of the protesters who come to town are going to be law-abiding. But, you know, this ordinance basically says you can't bring a gas mask into the clean zone, even if you're a law-abiding protester. So from a health perspective, you know, I think that's really unfair. I'm not sure it's unconstitutional, but I think it's unfair.
And if people want to learn more about the rights of protesters, you have a seminar coming up next week. Tell people where they can find out more about that.
Yeah, we do. We have a seminar. We have a First Amendment forum specifically targeted to RNC issues, and that's going to be at the Stetson Law School Tampa campus, starting at 6 p.m. next Tuesday, which I believe is the 3rd. And we have a great panel that includes the city attorney. He's willing to come and answer questions. We have a law professor from Stetson. We have a gentleman who's an attorney from the National Press Photographers Association. He's going to be addressing the rights of the press and the rights of photographers during the RNC. We have a scholar from the Poynter Institute, and we have Julianne Holt, who's a Hillsborough County Public Defender. So we're going to be addressing all of these issues about protest marches and the rights of protesters and the rights of the press and the rights of photographers during the RNC. That's 6 o'clock, Stetson Law School Tampa campus, which is just on the north edge of downtown, 6 p.m. next Tuesday the 3rd.